Target under fire, some stores move Pride section amid backlash. By Hannah Blow on May 23, 2023. Some Target stores have moved their Pride sections, which feature an array of items pushing the transgender agenda on children, to a less prominent location in their facilities following a string of backlash. According to an individual described by Fox News as a Target insider, the company has been unable to completely ignore the mounting criticism lodged against the company, which has not only partnered with a Satanist designer to push transgenderism on children but is also offering tuck-friendly bathing suits for males and light-binding bathing suits for females, the latter of which is designed to compress breasts. According to the insider, higher-ups in the company had a relatively brief emergency call last week, where managers and district senior directors were instructed to relocate the Pride sections often featured prominently toward the front of the stores. The individual said they were given less than 2 days to move the Pride section to a smaller, more discreet location at the back of the facility. "We were given 36 hours, told to take all of our Pride stuff, the entire section, and move it into a section that's a third the size. From the front of the store to the back of the store, you can't have anything on mannequins and no large signage," the insider said, according to Fox News. Fox News added, Fox News Digital has confirmed rural Target stores in South Carolina, Arkansas and Georgia are among the locations to move the Pride sections. Most rank-and-file employees were left in the dark, with many not knowing the Pride sections would be moved until they noticed it themselves. Pride merchandise remains prominently displayed at other locations and on the Target website. The individual also noted that the outrage this year is exponentially more than any other year. "I think given the current situation with Bud Light, the company is terrified of a Bud Light situation," the individual added, noting that most of the call centered around team safety due to the anger at the company for openly promoting gender confusion, particularly to children. The insider also said bathing suits replaced the Pride merchandise, set out weeks before June's Pride Month, at the front of the store under the guise of increasing sales of those items ahead of summer. "It's all under the guise of trying to increase swim sales," the individual said, adding that team members were relieved. "Everyone was like, thank God, because we're all on the front lines dealing with it." This move follows continued backlash against the store, which is offering Pride-themed apparel to not only adults but children and babies. It is also selling a tuck-friendly bathing suit for males, encouraging them to tuck away their genitals to appear more feminine. Additionally, the store is offering a bathing suit with light binding for girls to flatten their breasts. While social media posts such as the one below indicate the tuck-friendly swimsuits are in children's sizes, Target says this is incorrect. Company spokesperson Kayla Castaneda told the Associated Press that swimwear labeled tuck-friendly is available only in adult sizes. Target also partnered with UK-based designer Aprolin, who claims that Satan loves you and respects pronouns. Two of the items offered at Target by this designer, a gay transgender man, includes a shirt reading "Cure Transphobia Not Trans People" and a tote bag reading "Too Queer for Here." Senator Tom Cotton, RR, is among those who has spoken out against Target's recent embrace of wokeness. "Even by the standards of woke corporations, at Target's partnership with a Satanist to push the trans agenda on children is remarkable. The next time a Target comes begging for help, Republicans should respond. Best of luck," Cotton said, sharing an image of one of the items offered on the Satanist designer's website, paying homage to the satanic figure Baphomet. The backlash against Target follows ongoing outrage against Bud Light over its brief collaboration with Dylan Mulvaney, a formerly gay man who claims to be a woman. Sales for the brand have continued to collapse, according to reports. Editor's note: this story was updated to include comment from Target.